Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of North Central Indiana. Today it's going to be partly cloudy and cold. We'll see a high of 13 with wind chills at negative 17. Tonight mostly clear with a low of negative 7, wind chills at negative 15. Sunday it's going to be sunny with a high of 19. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone County, Clinton County, and Carroll County. DailyNews.com.
Hey, welcome back. Inside Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. I'll take a little time out here as Jamie and I will discuss a few things here locally, high school-wise, and talk a little bit more about the blue chip and the environment that was on there. And, you know, Frankfort did really a yeoman's job at putting all that together. The number of things that went on that night, the videos, it was just a great evening.
Well, just to get that many people in Frankfort to go out to a basketball game again, I think that was number one key to me. I mean, I think it was great to relive blue chips and all that, but just for high school kids in Frankfort right now and Rossville to experience that, you know, it's probably been more than 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago since Case Arena, you know, for a high school basketball game, besides few championship games in there that they host, you know, had 5,000 people there.
Yeah, I think the last big crowd was a sectional game, Frankfort-Lebanon. We were there for that ball game, and people just kept coming in. They started the ball game, people waiting in line trying to get in. But, you know, what I liked about it, two things, outside of the environment and the ability to reminisce back in the day, it allowed John and I to talk a lot about it. The student body was there that night, which doesn't happen very often. And then placing the band in the second level on the end was just fabulous. And, you know,
maybe we'll start some new traditions here is what you're hoping.
Yeah, well, you know, it brought back a true college atmosphere. I mean, the band, they're doing their thing of swaying back and forth to the beat. And it was just a top-notch evening. And it allowed everybody to do whatever they wanted to do and even get into reminiscing. You know, Western's uniforms were blue and gold. And John brings up, you know, that was like we go back to Sharpsville Prairie Tri-Central time.
Right.
And he got talking about they had their little sliver in the gym.
Yeah,
and you know, Central had their spot, Rossville. And every year it was pretty much the same spot.
And depending on how many tickets you could sell. You sold more tickets, you got a bigger spot. And when I was a child, you know, in the 70s, you know, before I was Clinton Prairie in the 80s, you know, you had to probably be a season ticket holder. My parents probably had to be a season ticket holder at Clinton Prairie to even get a ticket.
Yeah.
Or even a chance to get a ticket. I want to say they even had a lottery at Prairie at times to have a ticket. And, man, we're a long ways from those days. But, man, just to revisit that, that's pretty awesome. And then how about Kai Kirby having, yeah, you know, the game of the year for him?
Well, you know, Kai did exactly what the head coach wanted him to do, which is attack the basket. They couldn't get him stopped. That opened up his ability to shoot the three ball, and he can shoot it very, very well. And it was good ball movement by the Hot Dogs to allow Kirby to get those shots. Everything went very, very well, and I think the coach had to be very, very pleased with the basketball team in their performance that they had. And, you know, he says one of the biggest challenges that he has is that they all want to continue to shoot from the outside, and, you know, that's been going on for a long, long period of time. And, you know, how do you get it stopped? You take a bite out of time to eat an elephant, and he's got to be doing the same thing at Frankfurt. You know, they're playing tonight. I believe they're playing Clinton Central, the Bulldogs, tonight. And that could be, as Coach Davis said, it could be a pretty good ball game. They've got to figure out how to take care of the Davison boys down low. And if the Adair boy comes in doing what he does, man, you got Menon on the side. I mean, Central Jazz, they have the potential of winning. They just got to figure it out. And it goes to back when we talked to Rossville, I think, in your school environment.
Yeah. And maybe the Central boys can take a lesson from the girls. Let's switch over here real quick. Talk about girls basketball. The sectional draws tomorrow. Here locally, the Clinton Central Bulldogs is a top team in our area in any sport. Right now, they're the team to talk about. They're 20-1. On the AP poll, they're ranked 6th. In the Sagarin rating that you and I pay attention to, what the computer ranks them at, they're number 3 in Class A, the top team in the northern half of the state in Class A. The Bulldogs keep running here and putting it together. Could be a special time for the east side of the county.
Yeah, and you know, I get a chuckle out of Coach because, you know, we're going up to that holiday tournament to see where we are. Well, he found out where they are. And mm-hmm. They could have easily be 21-0 right now. They had Carroll down and let them get away at the last minute and a half of that basketball game. Who's to say? And they're playing in a winnable sectional.
Yeah, there's some good teams in there. Fountain Central, 16-4, I believe. A lot of the other teams are just a hair over 500, just below. It's at Attica. That's probably the most difficult thing, but yeah, They've prepared for that. They've put the miles in on school buses or mini buses. You know, so it's not new to them here in 2 weeks driving to Attica on a cold day like today to play a basketball game. It'll be what they're used to.
You know, when you get in the tournament, it's the draw, right?
Right.
How the draw comes out and who you get, you know. Everybody probably wants the bye and into the championship game with just playing two instead of playing three games during the tournament. And in this case, you know, I don't think Clinton Central really cares where they line up. I think maybe more the mayor. Yeah, I don't know. All coaches probably only want to play two, but I think that Central is like, bring it on. We're ready to play.
Of course, they're led by their point guard. I mean, she's got a big motor, but they have a lot of other players. And when we talked to Coach in the last few weeks, you know, even 6-7 off the bench, you know, everybody contributes every night.
They played Rossville Tuesday night, and their number one scorer, you want to say, in the school, Parkinson, had a terrible night shooting, but they still win big. They really didn't need her points. And that's what makes this basketball team very good, is because it may not always be the same person at the helm leading the charge. It could be anybody. And they have the defense. The kids understand their role.
Don't you think, really though, good. Carly Davidson just makes things happen?
Oh, sure.
I mean, she might have a little, you know, times where she gets some foul trouble and stuff, but, man, she's going hard all the time.
Yeah, but she's curved that. You don't see her in foul trouble much anymore, but you see her dishing the basketball out to the open person, and she's not a selfish individual. She probably could be if she wanted to be, but she's not. And it's a very well-balanced high school basketball team. And, you know, you've got one up north that in a two-way challenge there with Carroll. So it could be some pretty good basketball being played here in tournament time here in both Clinton and Carroll County.
Yeah, you're talking about sectional 38. That's the Delphi sectional this year. Got moved from Lafayette Central Catholic to Delphi. The boys sectional was at Delphi, got moved to Lafayette Central Catholic.
I don't get that, but
well, we just got to have better representation at some of these meetings is all I know.
That's what I say. I say
so, you know, in that Delphi sectional, you got Seeger's 14-7, Carroll 17-3, Delphi the host, are much improved this year, 13-7. Lafayette Central Catholic, you can't throw them out. They're 9-11.
Play a big schedule.
4A schedule, that's absolutely right. Covington is 10-12, and then the Gophers, you know, probably the bottom team this year at 4-16. But you never know. It's sectional time. Some of them Gopher girls have played on some sectional winning teams. So.
Well, you talk to Coach Morris, and he'll tell you, well, I haven't had my starters. I have my starters all year, and now they're starting to come back. So, you know, he's got, what, 2 weeks to get everybody rolling?
Start today over at Eastern, which you're going to be covering that game.
Covering that ball game.
So we're going to take a break here, Don. Isaac's going to get Coach Chad Peckinpah on the line, and we're going to talk about the Gophers and what season they're having here when we come back from this break.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Yes, if you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. As we're waiting for Coach Peckinpah, he's trying to call in. And Isaac, yeah, all by himself, trying to get it all put together on the sometimes equipment we got to be concerned about. But when Coach comes on, we'll talk to him. I can't wait for him to come on. I want to talk to him about the Carroll basketball game as, man, they got off to the start and never looked back.
What's that, Don?
The Carroll Prairie basketball game. Their last ball game, they win by 33. That was an outstanding performance by his basketball team.
Yeah, that was a very good game. Very uncharacteristic of what the first game was. Just completely flipped over.
Yeah, it get him on there. We'll talk about that. They're playing at home tonight as Fountain Central comes into play. They're Fountain Central 6-6, Prairie 8-2, top of the Hoosier Heartland Conference along with Taylor. We're now looking, Jamie, to in girls tournament action. Taylor plays at Prairie in the afternoon of a Saturday sectional championship that we could be heading to and doing two ball games on the radio that day. We'd like to try to get that in, thinking that the Taylor game could be who decides the Hoosier Heartland Conference.
Yeah, it's going to come down to a battle here at the end. The Gophers, Taylor and Carroll, all in it, that's for sure. even Sheridan could make a difference here down the run.
Yeah. Sheridan lining up at the last ball game. Well, that's with the they could have a big say in what's going on. Well, they're playing. Sheridan plays Clinton Central in the last ball game on the girls' side, and that's a big knowledge. You know, back in the day, I don't know if it's still the same way. Well, the way you finish in your conference gives you the more votes for more all-conference players. Is that still the realm, Hill? So first gets more, second gets second most, and so on? Or do they try to even it all up now because that's the society we're in?
I'm not sure how they handle that all. I'm hoping Isaac can get Coach Peck and Paul on here. We're having a little difficulty with our phones. But they're going to have a tough game tonight. Fountain Central comes in and plays the Gophers.
Yeah, Greg Dean comes in his third year at Fountain Central. He's 43-24. He's coached for 17 years trying to get to win number 179. But Chad Peckinpah, only in his fifth year, trying to get win number 75 tonight, which is a nice little mark for him, 75-29, as he's got his kids playing pretty well. Hopefully we can get him on soon. Well, tonight, Carl and I are not only doing the Lady Gopher at Eastern basketball game at 12:30 today, we'll be heading over to Memorial Gym to have the number one team in 2A, Tipton Blue Devils, coming in at 14-0, taking on Kokomo, a 4A school, ranked number 10, 13-3. And one of the teams that played Tipton the best, the Frankfort Hot Dogs. They only got beat, I think, about 4 or 5 points against them at Everett Case, and it was the second game of the year. Talked to Coach Cliff Hawkins about that at the Central Holiday Tournament, and he said, you know, even though it wasn't our second game, he said, Frankfort had us, you know, they were prepared and ready to go against us. And he said, we had to do things we think we could get accomplished at that time of the season, and the kids played, and we've already said about how the kids love playing the game of basketball in Tipton.
Yeah, they're an outstanding ball club. They just all have high motors. They all think they can shoot and make it every time, and they're just fun to watch. Playing against, you know, the top player in the state who's going to Kansas, Florida. I think it's Abunga. I'm going to listen tonight to see how you pronounce that over and over, but that'll be fun. But, yeah, I mean, we've talked with a lot of coaches, and they, you know, to have a Tipton team to be that focused, you know, to play all the time, each night and night out, that's got to be good for a coach.
Yeah, they have a very good group. They average 71 points a ball game. You have the Carpenter boy shooting it at about 18 a clip, and you have the Quigley kid at 5, and Quigley plays his role very, very well. And then you have the Swan boy with 22. And then my man Money shooting at 13 points a ball game. So they don't turn the ball over very many times, 8. So this could be a good basketball game. I know John Harrell has them getting beat by 14 tonight, but we'll see.
I think we got Coach Peckinpah on the line. Do we got you, Coach?
Hey, I'm here.
Thank you. Great. Thank you, Isaac. Sorry about the trouble, Coach. Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, no problem. Yep. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Hey, big game for the Gophers tonight. Fountain Central comes in, and they're a team that's been much improved in the last few years. What do you know about Fountain Central?
Well, I mean, a well-coached team, a team that plays hard. They got some good hard play that we got to make sure we take care of tonight. So, again, a team that had a lot of success last year. And to be honest with you, we went over there, and they put it on us pretty good. So we're looking forward to the challenge tonight and a good game.
Coach, I want to talk about the Carroll ball game, your last ball game. You went in there, beat the Cougars 68-35, and you got off to a very quick start and never looked back. Is that kind of the direction the Gophers are heading towards?
Well, you hope so, right? There was definitely a focus on our guys that night. You could kind of see it through warm-ups and kind of in that huddle before the game. They had a look on their eye that they were ready to go. And I saw kind of some of that, too, when we talked about the week before at Northwestern. So, coming out of that holiday tournament, obviously it wasn't the best showing for us. But on those, if you can kind of learn some things, I think we have about kind of how we need to go about things and who we are, then maybe those losses can be something that's beneficial to us moving forward.
Well, you did something that ball game that we were unexpected that you did, but I think it worked out very, very well for you. And Ryan Harshberger got 3 quick fouls early in that ball game, and you just set him out for a short period of time and put him back in the ball game, and he had a game of his life that night.
Well, Ryan's a big part of what we do, right? I mean, a kid that can really stretch the floor. He's shooting the 3 at a high percentage. You know, kind of does right things. Kate takes care of the ball for us. So, I mean, this is my 30-year coaching Ryan, right? And we'll kind of talk to him a little bit when we brought him out and kind of addressed the 3 fouls. But also had faith in Ryan then to go in there and still kind of be able to perform and do it without picking up another one. So it is a risk when you do that type of thing, but I thought he could handle it, and obviously he did, and it definitely helped us out.
I think one big difference last week in the ball game, Coach, was from the tourney. And when you played Carroll, we had Levi Osler back, and boy, he made a big difference and big presence inside for the Gophers.
Well, there's no question, right? I can't speak enough of how much Levi means to us and what he does for us. Again, you talk about a kid that doesn't score a ton every night, right? But I think he had 8 or 9 rebounds that night, made a lot of great passes that set us up for shots. But a kid that just plays hard every play. He goes on every play. He's in the right spot. So, I mean, there's no question. He makes a big difference for us, and having him out there compared to not, we're definitely a different team and a better team, you know, with him on the floor.
Well, it takes a lot of pressure off of the Davis boy, and he can really perform then because, you know, he's got some help down low. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, now you're talking about our back line of our defense being 6'4 and 6'5, right? And Davis plays with the motor. He goes all the time, has a lot of energy for us. He's very active. But, you know, you put Levi down there with him, and Levi moves very well, right? So you got 2 guys that move well. They're seniors. They've been in our defense. They understand how we want to play. So they're really important to us. And then you put them on the offensive end, and they both had big nights around the bucket. I think Davis had maybe 15, you know, that night against Carroll, just being active around the rim, you know, posting up hard, making the other team guard him. So those 2 down there are super important for us every night.
Another thing, Coach, I noticed last week is you're starting to get some JV guys that played a lot of minutes, starting to play some minutes on the varsity, even in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice luxury to have. We've got some sophomores in there that I'm really excited about. I mean, you know, Hunter Haynes has come along and given us some minutes kind of back to that holiday tournament. This is a kid who just measured in at 6'5", who didn't play basketball in junior high. Came out last year about halfway through the season because he had broken his thumb in football, so he hasn't really been even on the court, you know, more than a year. And now he's already getting some varsity time and mixing in, so he's got a ton of upside for us. And then Nick Curtin, probably about a 6'3 sophomore there for us as well. Probably the most athletic kid I've ever had in my program here in my time at Clinton Prairie. All kinds of potential there as well. But for them to be able to come in, again, you talk about a conference game on the road, it's always a tough place to play. And those guys didn't blink an eye and gave us some big minutes. So, you know, we talk about some kids that are really going to have an impact on our program, you know, moving forward.
Hey, Coach, the Gophers have been playing really well here of late. You've got some good ball games coming up here. Do you look ahead most nights, or are you going to be looking ahead to some of these games, or are you just focusing in on the game one at a time?
No, I said the whole focus this week was on Eastern, right? I mean, that was the thing that we've been talking about and dealing with, and obviously that game didn't go. It's going to be rescheduled for Tuesday night. So now we'll come in, we'll have a walkthrough this morning and then talk about South Central, and then we'll shift again Monday to talk about Eastern again, get back on that idea. But this has always been a good stretch for us to kind of see where we're at and who we are and challenge, you know, our kids. A lot of these games we're playing right now have been on the road, which for me is great because, you know, to compete in the sectional, you got to go on the road and have good nights, right? So it's a good time for us to, you know, see who we are and what we're about. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, I think the kids have kind of responded coming off that tournament. I think they're starting to understand kind of what practice really has to look like, what the preparation really has to look like. And they're really kind of buying in that. And when you got your, you know, leaders doing that and the kids understanding the intensity and effort that it takes every day, I think you're going to see good things, you know, most of the times.
Talking about that game last week, Jake McGraw, can't not mention him today. I think Jake might have played one of his most complete games. He did a little bit of everything that night as far as passing the ball. You talked about several of these guys having, you know, 15, 17 points, and he rebounded, and then he defended really well.
Yeah, and Jake's a scorer, right? We all know that. Jake can score the basketball, but Jake wants to win, and he wants to win at a high level, and he wants to do whatever it takes to get that job done. So, yeah, I think he had 6 or 7 assists, another 6 or 7 rebounds that night. So he's really, and we talked about this a lot with him, developing into an all-around player, which I think he's kind of really taken to heart. We talked about defensive intensity, which you look back and watch him play at Northwestern and watch him play at Carroll on the defensive end. His activity level has definitely gone up and increased. And when you see that from him, we got our other guys playing that same way. You know, I think our defense is really hard to, you know, hard to attack. So, but I think he's really kind of improved in a lot of those areas. And he's still getting better at those things, which, you know, you got a kid that's playing at a high level already, wanting to get better and wanting to win. You know, that's a good sign of hopefully things to come.
Yeah, and the best thing is he's a junior, so he'll be back. And you know what, Coach, I think that a lot of us, and Jamie and I, we talked about this before we went on the air. I think a lot of people, because of social media, because of cable TV, expect these kids to be playing at a level of college level, and that's not going to happen. I mean, they're young kids. You have no idea what went on in school that either made them happy or disappointed them. And but to be the ability to have a young lad like Jake McGraw back for you another year is just another step in his progression as he moves forward, right?
Yeah, I mean, the things he's done and accomplished already, the number of wins we've done, but again, there's still a lot of things that we're trying to do, right? So, and he understands that, and he sees big picture, and like I said, he wants to win at a high level, and you know, we're gonna miss some seniors next year. If you're talking about next year that we have. You know, on the floor right now, so we're trying to get the most out of we can this year, and those guys want to be a part of that, and you know, we'll deal with next year when it comes. But you know, when you talk about next year, we kind of mentioned some sophomores that I'm really, really excited about. We got some freshmen that are doing some great things, so, and you got, you know, your two leading scorers returning next year as well. So you know, we're going to enjoy this year and make the most of it, though, for sure.
Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about reschedule? The Gopher girls are going to play today. You also wear two hats, your AD.
They're heading over to Eastern today. They're going to play this afternoon. They have a JV start time at 12:30 with varsity to follow. So Eastern was good enough to get us right back on the schedule. Girls was a little different, right, because you got sectionals coming up. So we need to try to get that conference game in as soon as we could. So they were pretty accommodating. And then, like I mentioned earlier, the boys will be heading over there on Tuesday night. To play, so that sets us up for a Tuesday, you know, Friday, Saturday matchup here next week for the boys' side. But, again, we're looking forward to that. Got to get those back on the schedule so soon and get those games played.
Yeah, Don and Carl, we're heading over there with the girls today to pick up that ball game on Hoosierland TV before we move into the Tipton-Kokomo game here this evening. So, Coach, we appreciate you calling in. Good luck against Fountain Central. Get the big win. That'll be number 75 for you.
I didn't know that. I'm looking at number 9. That's what, you know, that's what we're trying to get to tonight. So it'll be a good matchup. We're excited to get out and just play again. Not playing last night, so we're definitely looking forward to a good game tonight.
Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep, thank Coach you. Chad Peckinpah, the Clinton Prairie Gophers. They're at home tonight. Get out and watch them. Great basketball team, shooting to go 9-2 if they can win with Fountain Central.
A lot of good basketball teams in the area, Don.
Yeah, people need to get out and support them. Some of these teams are ranked. Well, the Lady Bulldogs and their crowd doesn't seem to be getting any bigger, and that gym should be packed every time they're at home. Supporting a team that's 20-1.
And they're really good.
As I said, Carl and I will be heading to Eastern, picking up that varsity basketball game this afternoon against the Comets, the Gophers heading over there. We'll pick up that ball game, then we'll roll into Kokomo this evening for the Tipton and the Kokomo basketball game. If some of you wonder why we're not at Frankfort, Frankfort has Hot Dog TV, and so we're not allowed to go in to broadcast. Totally understandable for me. And so, you know, if you want to watch the ball game, you got to pull it up on Hot Dog TV and hear a little bit of hot dogism, which is always a good thing for you.
You always have a little hot dog-ism in here every day.
I have a few. I have a few. All right. Jamie Blackard, Don Stock, our sponsors this evening would be Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms Express, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Till next Saturday, we'll be having the girls' coaches in, the sectional draw Sunday, and we'll get you all lined up for the tournament in the following week. All right, till then, thanks, Isaac, for all your work today, man. You busted it. We appreciate it. We'll see you next Saturday.